Inside a 9-ton sandstone block pulled from a mesa outside of Moab could be the key to knowing how the carnivorous Utah raptor lived. But before paleontologists can figure that out, says state paleontologist James Kirkland, they are going to have to find a place where they can start chipping away at the block. Kirkland discovered the first specimen of Utah raptor in 1990. The partially feathered polar bear-sized dinosaur lived during the Cretaceous around 125 million years ago. Then, in 2001, Kirkland says a geology student hiking around the Cedar Mountain Formation made the critical discovery that led to the excavation of the 9-ton block.
So we had, had a student working on the geology out there, and I told him, look for bones. And he's a geologist, not a paleontologist. And he came out of the project and said, well, I really didn't see much, but there was one place where it looked like there was a human arm bone sticking out of the ground.
Kirkland went out to the site and uncovered a few bones, but it wasn't until a few years later, when there was a rock fall, that the larger group of fossils was exposed.
And we looked into the crack and said, wow, that looks like, some bone there. And as we looked close, we realized there were teeth. Wow, there's a pretty big meat-eating dinosaur jaw going through this broken chunk. And we realized we had the first lower jaw of a full adult Utah raptor, meat-eating dinosaur, and we had a brain case.
It turns out the sandstone was so dense with fossils that it was impossible to excavate in the field. That's when, with the help of Cross Marine Projects, Kirkland figured out a way to excavate the block in one piece and transport it to Salt Lake City. Kirkland says they've identified 6 Utah raptors so far, and that's just on the surface of the block.
It's so solid with skeletons, you can't put an ice pick into it without hitting strings of vertebra, feet, or hands. To chop it, would have been just tragic, because we don't know a lot about Utah raptor.
How all of these dinosaurs ended up being fossilized together was a bit of a mystery. Usually, when fossils are found in sandstone, it's a telltale sign of a river, lake, or desert. But in this case, the sand wasn't continuous. It was what Kirkland called a big blob caused by a dewatering feature.
It's quicksand!
Dinosaurs in quicksand had never been documented before. The sand preserved the bones extraordinarily well, and because of this, Kirkland and other paleontologists are hoping the block will answer some long-held questions about the Utah raptor.
There's been theories that these animals are pack hunters, so did it attract a pack? If that be the case, I would expect to see the ages of the animals to be somewhat age segregated, because our theory is that adult pair of Utah raptors would have a nest, have their babies, and the babies would follow them like ducklings.
Kirkland says the block may also finally give scientists a glimpse of Utah raptors' feathers.
As we expose arms that are still intact, we're going to go minutely slow. Everything's going to be done under microscopes because the feathers are there, and we're seeing this very beautiful preservation. We have a good shot of finding that.
The sandstone block is so big that Kirkland has been having a hard time finding a building that can both physically fit and support it.
It's still sitting in our parking lot.
The location will likely soon change as negotiations are underway to form a partnership with the North American Museum of Ancient Life at Thanksgiving Point. That location would provide a glass front lab for scientists to conduct their work in while the public watches. Once fully excavated, the specimens will be displayed at the Natural History Museum of Utah. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Elaine Taylor.